Less than a month to Election Day, and Republicans are in despair.
While Democrats are paranoid.
Because no one is sure what the Donald Trump effect will be on the ballot come November 8th.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
It appears the Trump campaign is in a free fall. The statistical analysis website 538 now rates Trump's chances of taking Michigan at about 7.5%.
Although the Clinton campaign is taking no chances.
No chances.
Vice presidential candidate Tim Kaine is making a stop in Detroit this week.
To keep the base fired up and maybe try to pick up some support from persuadable voters.
Trump's numbers appear to be dropping, but that doesn't mean Clinton's are on the rise.
No.
She and the rest of the Democratic ticket in Michigan will need every vote that they can get.
And Republicans fear their down ballot candidates won't so much fall victim to a surge of support for Democrats as much as dampening enthusiasm among their voters.
Right. The concern is that GOP voters who don't like Trump just won't show up at the
right.
polls, and that'll hurt Republican candidates lower down, Congress, the state house, county commissions, etc.
And that's what Democrats are hoping for, including state Democratic Party chair Brandon Dillon.
You know, when the top of the ticket starts to implode, we've seen almost in every election that that has unintended and severe consequences sometimes for candidates on the rest of the ballot that we may not have expected might be in jeopardy.
And what Dillon is saying is Republicans are getting hit where it hurts. And we know there's a problem for the R's among college-educated, Republican-leaning female voters.
And a possible double whammy now that Trump has declared war on the GOP establishment. Will Trump voters be enthusiastic about supporting the rest of the ticket when they go to vote?
Republican candidates, especially incumbents, and those with future ambitions,
which is most of them,
are attempting a cost-benefit analysis vis-a-vis sticking with the top of the ticket or dropping their Trump endorsements.
In Michigan, we have three case studies.
Attorney General Bill Schuette has condemned what we've heard from Donald Trump, but says Trump still has his vote come November.
Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly says he'll write in the Republican vice presidential nominee Mike Pence.
Which is a throwaway vote because Pence has not filed an affidavit with the state that would allow that vote to be counted.
Right. And then there's Congressman Fred Upton. He's always refused to endorse Trump and will not say how he will vote in the presidential race. And this just shows Republicans are grappling with some tough strategic choices.
If these trends hold, look for Democrats to double down on Republicans, on their loyalty to the top of the ticket, while Republicans facing a down ballot catastrophe will make the argument for ticket splitting. Voters can choose Hillary Clinton for president and then vote for Republicans lower on the ballot as a check on her presidential power.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.